I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, cheap chic in New York. A fashionista tells us where hot styles can be found for little or nothing. But first, more on the mortgage loan crisis. Adjustable rate mortgage loans are scheduled to reset this summer and fall. But meanwhile, the Federal Reserve has cut the discount rate 3 percentage points since last September and may lower it to 2% this week. The discount rate is the rate that banks use to borrow from the Federal Reserve. So what does this mean for the mortgage crisis, and most especially for you, the homeowner? Here to help us with this is our money coach, Alvin Hall. Welcome, Alvin. Welcome back.
Glad to be back from London.
First, Alvin, why are adjustable rate mortgages resetting again?
Mortgage rates, credit card rates, and other adjustable loan rates reset when the Fed sets the discount rate. This is the baseline rate from which all other interest rates are calculated, Michelle. So as soon as the Fed changes that, all of these other rates, whether it's credit cards, mortgages, or other, even car loans, if they are adjustable, will also change.
So is this good news for homeowners or bad news?
It's scary news for homeowners. If the Fed lowers the rate, then it might be good news because then that means their rates will go down. But chances are the Fed may raise it. We don't know. That's the gamble. And if they raise it now and they raise it again later in the year, it means that everybody's mortgage payments will go up. For those people who are right at the brink, another increase could definitely set them on the road to default.
Because the rate might exceed their ability to pay, their new payment might exceed their ability to pay.
When interest rates go up on your mortgages, your payments will go up. And if you don't have that extra $50, $75, or $100 to meet that mortgage payment, you then start to scramble. And it's nerve-wracking for people. But if the Fed lowers it, on the other hand, then their payments will go down. And that could be some relief to them.
How soon after the Fed sets the discount rate does the mortgage reset? Does it happen quarterly or semi-annually?
It depends upon your particular mortgage. Generally, it happens right after they set the rate, within a couple of weeks or days. But that also depends upon the type of mortgage you have. Not all of them can go up an unlimited amount. Typically, there's a cap on the amount that they can raise it in response to the Federal Reserve's raise.
Do you have any idea how many people are carrying, or what percentage of people who are carrying mortgage loans are carrying adjustable rate mortgages right now?
That's a good question, and I actually don't know that. But a huge percentage of recent loans are adjustable rate mortgages because of those teaser rates. A lot of the subprime mortgage ones were adjustable rate because you'd come in, make a very low down payment, you'd have a low rate for a while, and then at the reset time, it would go up to this market rate or slightly above market rate. So a lot of the newer mortgages have that kind of rate.
So we're bracing now for another wave of people who might be at risk of losing their homes if the rates go up again.
Every newscast, whether it's Charlie Gibson, Brian Williams, or Katie Couric, that will be the lead story when these rates are reset, because it will have a huge knock-on effect for all those people who are on the borderline, who are just getting by. If the Fed raises that rate, they're going to be in trouble.
Congress is debating a housing bill right now.
Yes,
is this aimed at this situation, or is it a broader relief?
I think it is aimed at the specific problem going on, but trying to affect a broader relief. The bill is called the FHA Housing Stabilization and Home Owner Retention Act. And what it does is to take people who are in trouble, and then it will buy those mortgages from the lenders at below market value, at what they call, I think it's called a short payment. So if I'm a bank and I've made you a long loan, Michelle, then the FHA will come in and buy that loan out for below the principal amount that I owe.
So what this offer
that you owe?
That you owe. What would this bill help people in the situation who find themselves with a mortgage that's whose cost has escalated beyond their ability to pay?
What's interesting about this bill is that it does hold out the hope that Congress is really beginning to see the depth of the problem. And it's not just the people who took out the mortgages who are at fault. It's also the institutions who made the mortgages to these people. If this is somebody's primary residence and this is the first time they've got on the property ladder, this bill may help them keep that first step toward building personal wealth for themselves. And that's what I think is really important here.
Well, but of course, there's another point of view on this, as there has been all along. There are those who say that the people who took out these loans bear responsibility for understanding the terms. And if they bought something that they couldn't afford, then they have to experience the consequences of that. I mean, what do you say to that?
Perhaps I'm an optimist, but I think that most people who take out mortgage loans don't always understand the full details of their mortgage loans, because I don't think anybody sits down and reads those papers. I think the majority of people who got caught in this trap were probably hardworking people who really wanted to get on the property ladder and thought that all of a sudden they had discovered an easy way to do it. I don't think they thought through the consequences of taking out an adjustable rate loan with a teaser mortgage. And I don't think anybody on the lending side sat down with them and said, if interest rates go up, here is what your payments will be. So I think, like all situations, it's like a marriage in a way. Both sides are at fault.
What should a homeowner do if he or she is anticipating a reset and is already at capacity? Like if you say to yourself, you know what, I'm already maxed out. I'm already paying as much as I can afford to pay on my mortgage. You're one of the folks who always recommends being proactive. Is there something a homeowner can do in that situation other than just, you know, bite their fingernails waiting to see what the Fed is going to do?
You could call up the lender, if you know who the lender is, and say, look at what's going on in the economy. People are getting laid off. I can't get an extra job to make the mortgage payment. Please work with me. I think in the current environment, lenders might be a little more receptive to working with you so that you don't default on the loan, knowing that this bill could potentially pass Congress. Barney Frank has said something which I think is really important, that if the services don't work with people, then legislation will be passed to, you know, make things much more restrictive to them.
And Barney Frank is?
Being the head of the Financial Services Committee in Congress.
On the House side?
On the House side, yes.
Do you have any evidence, though, that actually proactively contacting your mortgage lender or your servicer is actually yielding any positive results? Or is that just a Hail Mary play?
It may be just a Hail Mary play for many people who are really in deep trouble. But you see in stories I read in the New York Times, the LA Times, as well as the Washington Post, that every once in a while a servicer tries to work with the people in order to help them hold on to the house in a, when they're in a tight situation. But I think those stories are actually few and far between. And one of the things that's consistent among those stories is that the people who are seeking the help are pretty persistent.
And finally, obviously, the thing that one would want to do in a situation like this, if this kind of uncertainty is so unsettling, you'd want to convert to a fixed rate loan. Is that possible, or is the sort of the credit crunch so widespread nowadays that that's really very hard to do?
The credit crunch is so widespread that the requirements for getting a fixed rate mortgage are onerous. For any mortgage, it's onerous, but for a fixed rate, I think it's really difficult. Now they want you to have a perfect credit rating. They want you to have so much money in the bank relative to that. The idea of you can get these huge loans now or refinance at no cost. Banks are grabbing all the fees that they can and demanding that your credit worthiness be of such a high status that most people can't qualify.
Our personal finance expert, Alvin Hall, joined us from our New York bureau. Alvin, thank you.
You're welcome.